Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our Ask the Expert segment. We have Gary and Charles Skank in studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning, James.
Charles, what's our verse of the day?
It is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. It reads, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Proverbs 18, 24.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Charles. You gentlemen have a good weekend.
We did.
Good.
Yes, we did. Very relaxing.
That's good. Yeah, it's always good to take a break and have our day of rest. You know, it's an important thing and something we don't want to overlook, because I was just kind of reading an article about how, you know, rest is a very important thing. And in fact, people think, well, rest is kind of the absence of work. Well, actually, both really are very important. And sometimes I think we need to be more intentional about our rest.
God had to rest.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. We don't think God gets tired, and maybe he don't, but it said he rested.
Yeah, he set that precedent. So yeah. I think that's an important thing to consider.
If he had to rest, I'm sure I need to.
Right? No, that's a good one. Well, talking today, I want to talk just a little bit about, maybe the folks out there. There may be some folks listening this morning who maybe kind of have maybe a late start to retirement. And so, what would some of those things that, you know, what can they do if you're, you know, saying, man, I'm getting close to retirement, but I feel like I'm kind of behind the eight ball here on that. What are some of the things they should do?
Well, there's some things to consider when you find yourself there. First of all, know that you're not alone. And it's easy to feel like, hey, I don't have maybe have it together. Everybody else that I know of does, but there's a lot of people in the same boat, and if they were being honest with you, you'd find that maybe you're not that much different, more similar than you realize. And it's never too late to start preparing for retirement. It's they say the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is today.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The same is true about preparing for retirement. Maybe it was better 20 years ago, but the second best time is today, right now, is to start preparing as well. And if you look back over your life, you had college, probably maybe had kids, career change. There's all kinds of things that we can look back as sort of interruptions and things in our life, but we made it. And I just want to say that if a person's in this boat, you can make it too. And there's some steps that you can take that I believe can be beneficial to navigating from where you're at.
So what are some of the tools at our disposal? I'm sure that there's some, resources you can tap into, and obviously it's still going to take some work and effort on your part, but like you said, there is some good opportunity here, and more people are in this boat than I think we realize.
Dad, in my opinion, the first thing to do would to be look at your timeline.
Right.
And say, how long do I have to keep working if things stay the same?
Right.
And how long can I continue to work?
And for most people, the greatest asset they have is to earn income and to possibly earn more income. So you want to identify your timeline and know how long you think you have to work. And you may think, man, I can never quit working. Well, the good news is that if you can work and you have a job, there's a lot of people who'd love to have your job. And so be thankful for what you have and just try to make the best of it.
And if you have your health, guard your health, because that's key for you to be able to continue to work and work on staying fit, work on staying active, protect your health, because that's key to your ability to earn income.
And that's both physically and mentally. Physical health and your mental health, which is one of the points that we wanted to bring out this morning. So
that's true.
Well, and another thing that I was thinking too is perhaps maybe you obviously kids have kind of, they're on their own now. Maybe you've got a bigger house and you're looking to downsize, because that could help save quite a few expenses. I mean, we're just talking anything from utilities to your actual taxes and that sort of thing. So is that an option that you may have people consider?
That's what we recommend as well, because many times people bought a bigger house because they had more kids and they needed more room. Now maybe the kids are gone and you don't need that as much space as you used to need. So by downsizing, you can reduce your income demands and get to a stage where you can retire sooner.
Well, and two, there's also the fact that, hey, maybe if people enjoy maybe moving into a condo or that sort of thing, where there might not be as much maintenance either. You know, you don't have to worry about getting that mower out and having to worry about the grass and all that sort of thing. And that can be a bit of a stress relief for some people,
right,
who might not want to deal with that.
That's right. True. That's true.
Yeah. Right. So what else should we know about, if you got a late start to retirement?
Know your numbers. What does it cost you to live every month? And what is your income? And look at your expenses very carefully. What are you paying for that maybe you could do without? Maybe you could cut back on. Maybe you could reevaluate what you're spending.
Let me say something there, Charles. Some people might have a camper or a fifth wheel or an RV, and especially if they owe money on that and it's not paid for, it might be good to think about selling it, because if you think about how much you really use it compared to what it costs, and if you're trying to save for retirement, you've got to get your mind focused on what your real goal is. And many times you could rent an RV or something for a little while rather than own one, and it might be cheaper.
That's right.
And the other thing, Charles, referring back to what James was saying about the house, you mentioned this a while ago when we was driving up here. When you was in college, you actually lived with somebody, you and your wife, and helped take care of this person. And they got paid to take care of him, plus their housing was taken care of. And so it's not what everybody might want to do, but it's a time that you might want to be creative and think outside the box. And the thing of it is, there's probably somebody out there that has a parent or a relative or something that really needs some help. And if a younger couple could come along and beside them and help them, and it could be a win-win relationship with both for both people, it could save significant money, and it could help not only you, but it could help the person you're trying to help as well.
Sure. Yeah, that's, you know, right. Work your network, ask around, that sort of thing. You never know who knows someone who might be a good fit for a kind of out-of-the-box, like you said, situation like that.
Right.
That's right.
That's great. So what else should we know?
Track your money. Look at your spending for 30 days and look at your expenses for 30 days to get a real grasp of where you're at and what the status of your, you know, of where you're going.
But part of tracking the money, Charles, also goes back to, I talked about an RV or a camper, but you may be way over your head in car payments. And it may be time to say, hey, according to our numbers, according to our budget, we've got car payments that we cannot afford. And maybe it's time for us to get real and think about getting rid of these cars and get something that we can pay for and save those car payments towards retirement or whatever.
Because that's true.
There's just, sometimes we get caught up in situations that later we regret.
That's right. That's right. You know, they say the key to losing weight is to eat less and move more.
Right?
Eat less and move more.
Yep.
And the key to saving for retirement is to keep more of your money.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so when you have that as sort of your North Star, as your main objective, then maybe these other things that we sort of look at as a necessity or that we have to keep up on doing, maybe they become less necessary.
Well, and maybe one example of that might be something like cable bill or newspaper subscription. I mean, I've seen times where a lot of times these companies will just slowly increase the rates over time, and maybe you have a daughter or son who might be able to go to bat for you a little bit and try to negotiate that price down, because these companies that I've seen, you know, over time they will kind of increase those rates, and sometimes you can get a better rate. And I mean, if you're saving $100 a month, that's $100 more in your pocket, and that just it goes right to kind of what we've been talking about.
That's true. That's true. Yep.
So what else, you know, if people are, they're late to retirement, what are some of the other things that that we can do?
Plan on working longer past age 65. Just have it in your mind. Hey, I'm going to continue to work as long as I'm able. Another thing is you can delay Social Security benefits, especially if you're healthy and you're still working. You don't want to start your Social Security too early, because you're going to have a reduced amount that you take that at. And there's always a balance there. But if you're healthy and still working, I would not recommend anybody to take their Social Security under age 66.
Every situation is unique. And so it all depends on your situation. It depends on your ability to earn money. It depends on your health. It depends on your job. Every situation is unique, and there's no cut and dried answer. But, and if you're totally burned out on your job, think about something else you could do that would be totally different, that would still be creative or still make you, you know, let you earn some income.
Sure.
Another thing I think people need to realize is that with your experience, you have more to offer the world than you might realize.
That's right.
And a lot of times you can feel sort of like you're at the bottom a little bit, like, hey, but you don't realize the value that you have to offer the workplace. And maybe you need to renegotiate an increase in what you're receiving.
Sure.
Or find a parallel industry that better sees your value.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short on that sort of thing is definitely a good point for sure. Anything else that some other tips and that sort of thing, if people are, you know, a little bit late to the game as far as saving and getting ready for retirement?
I would encourage you to have faith in yourself and faith in God. And it's not just in yourself, but also God as well, because God has created you who you are, and you have more in you than you realize as far as your ability and your ability to persevere.
No, that is a really good point. Something that we don't want to overlook, just like rest. You know, we want to make sure that we keep that in mind and everything.
That's true.
So if people do, you know, have questions about, you know, saving for retirement, getting kind of geared up for this sort of thing, you guys are always happy to answer those questions, right?
Yeah. Our goal is to help people navigate where they're at to where they want to go. And sometimes that's a few years down the road. Sometimes that's 6 months down the road. Sometimes that's a month away. Wherever they're at, we want to help them navigate the waters of retirement and to make good choices, good decisions. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel and try to learn all those things. We do this all the time.
Well, yeah, you've seen so many people that, you know, obviously, like you said, each situation is different, but you see enough people from, you know, in this wide range of time, and you're going to see some similarities and some tools that, you know, have worked in the past, right?
Yes. Well, it just helps to sit down and unload and unpack some of your stuff and let somebody else kind of take a look at it and say, well, what about this or what about this? And just get a second set of eyes to evaluate your situation.
Sure. Yeah, no, it can be tough when you feel like you're alone and you're doing all this yourself.
So, right.
Yeah.
And even if you can't save $500 a month, if you'll start saving $50 or $100 a month and you do it consistently, you'll be surprised at what happens. And if you have that mindset, then you might say, well, I don't need to buy that soda pop, or I don't need to buy that, and I'm going to try to save that money. And so it's a lot of it's a mindset, just like a diet, which hasn't worked out too good for me.
Right? But no, there's a good parallel on that. So very good. Well, how about we take a quick break? We'll return with more on this topic as we go throughout the morning here on our Ask the Expert segment on the Mighty 690. 8:25 here. We got 53 degrees, a warm start to the day. Back with our Ask the Expert segment with Charles and Gary Skank of Skank Insurance. And just to recap a little bit, we've been talking about what to do if you have a late start to retirement, some of the tricks of the trade and that sort of thing. Anything else that we should know on this as we kind of wrap up?
There's a quote that I think relates to this. It says, "There is no chance, no destiny, no fate that can circumvent or hinder or control the firm resolve of a determined soul." That's Ella Wheeler Wilcox.
Why don't you read it again, Charles?
There is no chance, no destiny, no fate that can circumvent or hinder or control the firm resolve of a determined soul. And so when you set your mind and say, I'm going to prepare for retirement. I am going to do what it takes, and I'm going to start saving. I'm going to start reducing maybe my bills. I'm going to start prioritizing everything that I do to focus on preparing for retirement. You have no idea the progress you can make in a very short amount of time. It's really incredible.
Sure.
You know, Charles, it reminds me, this is a long time ago, probably 40 years ago, I called a guy, and he's still our client today. But I called him, and he said, you know, Gary, he said, I'm in the process of changing my life. I'm selling stuff I don't need and paying off stuff that I owe. I'm getting ready to change my mind and change my whole mindset on my money. And that guy, that gentleman is still a client of ours today. But 40 years ago, he was saying to me, Gary, I'm making changes. And he did, and he has, and it's definitely been a winner for him over the last 40 years.
That's very good. I've seen people get out of debt in a short amount of time that seemed like a large amount of debt, and they were able to get out of debt. And that's because they had a determination and a resolve to change their circumstances. And the same can be true for preparing for retirement.
Well, and I bet in those cases, you've probably seen their outlook on life change quite a bit.
That's right. That's right. We don't have to be a victim of our circumstances. We can have some input, and we are at the wheel of our life, and we can determine some of the outcomes of how our life goes.
No. Did you know this is the first day of the rest of your life? Did you know that?
That's true.
Yeah. Always a good reminder. Well, hey, kind of on the same route there. We do have coming up this week Medicare 101, right?
That's right. Wednesday, 11:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m. at Dickie's Barbecue in Independence. Everyone is welcome. Call our office, 620-331-8800, and we'll put you on the list. And here in Coffeyville at GG's, used to be Lanning's, 11:30 a.m. as well, there's a Medicare 101 as well. So this is for anybody that's approaching Medicare, already on Medicare, about to retire, turning 65 soon. Please be there. We're happy to see you, happy to help you, and tell you
it's
how.
It's not a sales event. It's a learning event.
It's an educational event.
And this would be great. You know, maybe if you are a parent, an older parent, you maybe got your kids you want to bring them along too. You know, who are maybe going to help kind of take care of you as you get older. That can be another really good opportunity. That way everyone's kind of learning and getting on the same page.
That's right.
We're happy when somebody comes in and they have their child with them.
I bet you are.
Well, we are because it takes a lot of pressure. It lets the child help mom make the decision. And we're very happy to be transparent and say, here it is, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think's right for mom, you know?
No, that is great. So, yeah, mark your calendar coming up on Wednesday. And then, too, we also have the newsletter. That's a great opportunity for people to be reminded of everything. And so maybe how can we sign up for the newsletter? And also, where can we find you?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Phone number is 620-331-8800. You can text there your name and email. We'll put you on the list. And we have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
Excellent. Well, very good. So, Gary and Charles Skank, always a pleasure to have you in studio, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you, James.
All right, and we will be back here in moments on the Mighty 690. Fox News starts now.